As the beloved mighty God Himalaya speaks His heart to us, we offer Him our love, gratitude, and cosmic obedience, and ask Him to pour forth what He knows we're going to require the most to do what needs to be done next, to hold God's invincible victory everywhere human creation seems to be. Beloved ones of the heart of the world, I come this hour to bring to you that which I trust will enable you to more intensely feel our enfolding love and sacred fire assistance to you all. And that which I wish to clear in your consciousness so that you will have more wonderful results from your application is to give you the Ascended Master's comprehension of what is actually occurring when you call forth the Ascended Master's consciousness. Now that phrase may seem to you like an intangible thing, but it's not. When the Ascended Masters or cosmic beings offer you the use of their consciousness, they are giving you, pouring directly into your flesh bodies and into your mental and feeling world, the streams of energy from their own emotional bodies, and those streams of their life carry the consciousness, the picture, the idea, and the energy of the sacred fire to enter into you and fill you with their new life that creates and manifests the fulfilled manifestation of the picture and of your cause. Now, the light substance which comes from an ascended master's ascended body, or from the light ray, or the feeling of love that pours forth, is a tangible light substance. It is the substance of light. And that, as it enters into you, when you call for our illumining ascended master consciousness and comprehension to make you understand what this power of life is within you and can do for you, I assure you, we are giving you some of our heaven, which our octave is, into manifestation in the physical world to one day make this world the Ascended Master's octave. Now, when you're studying, we take music for instance, with a teacher, and when you're taking your lesson, and the teacher tells you what to do, the vibration of the teacher's life and consciousness goes into the flesh of your body and into your nerves and into your emotional body through the hearing, through the ear. It is a physical vibration in the voice of the teacher, and the words that are the concept of the teacher's mind carry that vibration and feeling into your life stream and makes you one with the consciousness of the teacher concerning the explanation given. Now, when you call to us or to your I Am presence, try to still the outer enough to feel and hold the picture of the heart flame of our love coming forth from our ascended master bodies within a light ray and entering in to your bodies through the pineal gland, and then filling the body with the expanding flame of our love. And feel that and see that as a living flame. A flame that you can touch, just like you can touch the flame on those candles. That's a living flame. If you doubt it, touch it. But this that we give you is the flame of our life. Therefore, it has to be a living flame. Now, when this comes into you, entering in to your own heart flame, it makes that expand through the flesh of the body. When this goes through the energy of the emotional body, it goes through every cell of your flesh like a flame. And I wish you would feel this very deeply. Then you will know what it means to be one with our life, one with our life's mastery of manifestation, one with our life flame that creates perfection and expands it and protects it and sends it into action in the world around you. I want you to feel that when you ask for our sacred fire love to come into you, it is the actual release of a flame from our hearts or our hands or from our foreheads. It is the projection of a flame into your life stream. And our heart's flame enfolding your own flame of life, the unfed flame in the heart, enables the blazing radiance to move into the flesh and consuming discord creates perfection in its place and holds harmonious control. You must come to the point where you feel the oneness of the sacred fire, whether it is your mighty I Am presence sending down the flame to expand the unfed flame in your heart when it sends you its love, or when you are receiving the flame of love from an ascended being or the angelic host surrounding the body or coming within the flesh structure. Try to feel that every time you call forth an action of the sacred fire, we release it and it enters into your life stream and becomes one with you forever. That is how we can enfold you in eternal protection, in eternal harmony. We can enfold you in the sacred fire powers by which you can do the things that we do. At least a large proportion, even before your ascension. Now we do a similar thing to the structure of Earth itself. When there are conditions that need purifying or correcting or expanding, we call forth by conscious command a flame into the structure of Earth, commanding it to produce whatever is needed there. I wish you to understand the ability of an ascended being or a cosmic being or the angelic host to manifest a flame instantly by conscious desire to release that sacred fire love into manifestation, into action, to produce perfection or to consume imperfection. It is to make you feel the reality of these activities of the sacred fire that enable them. As you feel that reality, you, your life, enables us to fill you and your world with the sacred fire perfection of our octave, and thus build permanently our ascended master's mastery and perfection in and around you for more victorious accomplishment in the physical world and physical action. This is how we bring forth the greater and greater perfection of any civilization. And since the Himalayan range is one of the most magnificently powerful on earth, transcendent, magnificent activities of the sacred fire of our love have taken place there for centuries, and mankind knows not how many. And when we correct conditions in the structure of the earth, when we hold destructive forces in leash, so to speak, we send forth this sacred fire, and it is just as much a tangible flame as your physical fire is a tangible flame in the substance of this world. And now we come to the place where I want you to feel that when you call for our love, it is more than just a wave of vibration. It is the flame of our life which we create and send to you. It is substance from our ascended master octave, and it is the energy of our own life. And that is new life to you, because it is the energy of perfection, eternal, on which, of course, you then never can requalify. In other words, when we give you our love, we draw into your life stream an eternal part of ourselves. We give you our life. We give our life into your life. By that sacred fire love that is all perfection for eternity. I want you to feel the reality of this, the power of it, and your opportunity to use it, and feel with every fiber of your being its reality, its tangibility, and its almighty control of everything in manifestation, because the sacred fire which we direct from the ascended master's octave is master over everything in manifestation in this world. It is the power by which we can transmute anything into greater perfection. So try to feel, when we offer you our love, that it's more than just an intangible thing, or that it's just a thought, or it is just a wave of feeling. It is an actual flame, and it is tangible substance from our ascended master bodies. And that is how you may feel as close to us as you desire. You may have as much of our perfection as you care to call into yourselves, or as you take the time to still the outer, until you let our sacred fire come into you and you feel it become a part of your life. Now, when we pour forth our sacred fire in blessing to the powers of nature, as we send forth that sacred fire and it passes through the plant life, it consumes all blight, it consumes imperfection, it consumes all substance that is not pure and manifesting the divine design of its divine plan fulfilled. Everything we do in the Ascended Master's Octave, in the control of conditions in manifestation, is accomplished, I assure you, by some activity of the sacred fire, or the light rays, or the release of the substance. Now, since discordantly qualified substance fills so much of your great cities, especially here in the West, yet, if enough people understood this law, I would make the call for the atmosphere of your city to become the heart flame of the Ascended Masters and cosmic beings in the angelic host. If you would ask the atmosphere to become or be made the heart flames of our love, that too could come into being. And I assure you, none of mankind's inventions could contaminate the atmosphere of our sacred fire, because our sacred fire would compel the purification of everything. And if mankind were to breathe in the sacred fire of our life and our love from the atmosphere in which individuals move, the people of the world would find and feel the purifying power of our life come into the life of individuals in this world and expand the illumining purity that raises all to perfection. Now, we have done some of this at various ages in the past, and we will again in certain channels. And I wish you to understand that the very conditions in India today, in the Ganges River, where the bathing ghats and so on, where people are healed, we have established a flame from our octave of our purifying love, and 2 miles below where the bathing takes place, we pass this flame through the water, and below that, it's absolutely pure. And the scientific world today doesn't know why. Now, you can have the same purity in the atmosphere of your great cities. If you care to understand this and demand whatever dispensation of the cosmic law is required to permit this to be done, with the call that if and when it is done, that sacred fire will compel the purification of the minds and the feelings of the people within that city, so they understand the power of God that assists them, the power of God that frees them, and the power of God they must use in order to fulfill the great divine plan. Now, when the people of the world are willing to look up and ask to be purified. Look up and ask to be taught the use of this law to help themselves. There wouldn't be one moment's wait in the release of the cosmic light substance and sacred fire from our octave that would enable them to begin to help themselves, and they must do that. And that is the purpose of beloved Saint Germain, bringing this instruction of the mighty I Am Presence to the people of America and the world, that each one might understand how to help the outer self. I wish that in India we have this many people who understood this law as you do. I would set it into action to purify and illumine the masses of the people of India. And so when you think of the masses in your own country that are unevolved, are bound in discord, and you call for the cosmic Christ, sacred fire from the great central sun, and his purifying love to compel the purification of the life streams here that makes them understand this law and what they must do to help themselves. When you think of the people in this country that need that assistance, we would be very grateful if you would call the same illumining conscious, purifying consciousness, which is sacred fire, to come into the teeming millions of India and China and the other nations of the world. Wherever you have great masses of people bound in conditions of degradation, surely they need some call from other unascended beings for the descent of the sacred fire's purifying illumination that teaches each life stream what to do to make self-effort to cooperate with us in order to draw them to freedom. So, blessed ones, when you love life enough to call forth our greater activities of the sacred fire from our life streams into the life streams that are embodied in America and the world, when you love life enough to want to do that, I assure you, the cosmic law will answer you without limit, and it will be far more effective in redeeming the backward nations of the world than many of your political schemes that are certainly not wisdom. And when we, now notice this, when we give the sacred fire, the love flame from our hearts in the Ascended Master's octave to the people in this world and into their life streams, remember this, that life flame, as we give it to the unascended beings and becomes one with their life flame, our own life flame ever expands by the expanding blessing which we give. We can give you everything and yet never deplete ourselves. We can give you ever expanding sacred fire and its love, its wisdom, its illumination, its substance. We can pour it forth without limit to ever expand manifestation of perfection here, and yet we never deplete any activity in our octave, because The light, the substance, the energy, and the sacred fire are ever expanding in our octave of life. Therefore, there can never be depletion or lack of any good thing. And so, when we bring this sacred fire into the physical world and into the life streams of unascended beings, it is that a certain amount of our immortality enters into and becomes a part of your life streams and is therefore an action of the great central sun magnet to ever draw your life up into our perfection. So it is the saving grace of love, forgiveness, and mercy. It is the hand of the great central sun offering the life that lifts the rest of life out of the shadows and into the eternal, ever-expanding perfection of God's heart. That God, the mighty I Am presence, is ever giving of itself, and in that activity, it ever grows greater. It is the natural expanding activity of life's perfection. And so, as we give it to you, in order to give cosmic obedience to the great divine law, it becomes obligatory for you to call it our heart's flame into action, into the life streams of this world, that our life may be like a magnet and hold those life streams on the constructive way of life until they have attained knowledge enough and made application enough to enter into their ascension. This, when consciously used by unascended beings, is the way we prevent the second death. Thank you so much. This is the way we rescue life streams that have been caught in destructive activities that otherwise would completely destroy them. So when you set into action by your own conscious call, these various activities of the sacred fire from our Ascended Master octave of life, rest assured that if you sincerely do not want any life stream to go through the second death, you will call the sacred fire from our Ascended Master octave into those life streams with a conscious command that it shuts off all destructive activities and forever prevents the second death. This is what the depraved races of the world require, your savage races, and where there are the teeming millions of people in such distress. They are there, my dear ones, because of disobedience to the law in the past. But if you love life enough, this which we offer can be drawn into those life streams with the command. And this is what the beloved God Meru gave you, that evil in those life streams shall not succeed and must now cease to be, because you have demanded the sacred fire purifying love and authority from our Ascended Master octave to enter into those life streams and be the authority to put an end to any more use of life for destructive activities. Your ability to help is very far-reaching. And as we continue to pour the sacred fire through the rivers of the world in order to keep that water purified to a certain degree that mankind may survive, then you can pour great rivers and oceans, if need be, of the sacred fire of our life streams, our illumining sacred fire love and power of illumination, into all life that is caught in the degradation of human creation. This is why we love the world. This is some of the power we draw from the mountain ranges of the world. For I assure you, there are individual powers and points of concentration of the sacred fire within all the mountain ranges of the world. And that sacred fire to which I refer is not a volcano. That's human creation. Human creation is what creates the destruction. The fire element is ever life-giving. But the sacred fire love, which we draw as a visible, tangible flame within certain points of the mountain ranges of the world, that is an eternal, ever-expanding control of everything in the powers of nature. And that is master, I assure you. That is master over all the powers of all the elements in this world. Try to feel that. That when you ask for the sacred fire of love and power from the ascended master's octave to come into physical conditions, that is master over all the powers of nature and forces of the elements in this world. And when you call that into your own life streams, into your flesh, into the atmosphere about you, into your world, into the things you use, and ask that everything be made invincibly, eternally pure, invincibly, eternally perfect, invincibly, eternally manifesting ever and ever greater blessings to life. You call this into being. You send us a call and we manifest it because we're glad to give our life into this world to establish perfection here. And you who know the law can be the first beneficiaries of that love and blessing, because when you ask it to come into yourselves, to make you like us, then you can use the powers we use. Then you become the blessing we are. Then you will move into action and flood the world with the perfection which only the sacred fire contains. And that love of the sacred fire is so great that when you set it into action in this world, its natural victorious activity is to ever expand the perfection which is within itself, within its own action. Now, if you want peace and world peace, and you want activities to prevent the destruction intended by certain nations in the world, then, dear hearts, you need this sacred fire love from our octave. But you need it drawn into yourselves as part of your life first. And then, as you draw it into the life of the atmosphere about you, it shuts off destructive activities and controls them until they can be consumed. So you're not without help You're not without friends. You're not without the use of the great scepter of power of life, the sacred fire love of the universe. And in the conditions that the sinister force is trying to impose upon India today, there is again the opportunity to draw in to the masses of the people who do not yet know how to sustain themselves or protect themselves. You can draw forth those activities of the sacred fire that keep the hordes of evil repelled until they too are purified and turned to the constructive way of life. Great is the power of the cosmic law. On this condition, which needs to be handled in outer world affairs, must be called into physical conditions to release forces and powers from the Ascended Master's octave that the sinister force does not know how to use and does not even believe exist. You make your calls, and with all the power of your hearts, dear man, with a love that is eternal, that every part of life be compelled to be purified and charged with cosmic illumination that forever keeps it constructive and fulfills the divine plan under the ascension. And now, this is an assistance you may give to your loved ones who have made the change, passed out of the physical body, and in the octave of light where they abide, if they be constructive, you can send to them there the Ascended Master's illumining sacred fire love and comprehending consciousness that will be a strength in their life streams, till when they come back into embodiment, they gain their understanding and make effort to their ascension quickly. You can help your loved ones. You can help all who passed out of the body, even under sometimes very vicious conditions. This sacred fire from the Ascended Masters, great temples of the sacred fire, and from our own ascended bodies, can go forth as easily into these conditions as you can raise your hand and use the energy through it to do what you want to in the physical service of life. So, blessed ones, be ever encouraged and call the consciousness of the cosmic beings who control the mountain ranges of the world to blaze their sacred fire love into the masses of the people everywhere and be the raising activity that shuts off destructive impulses and allows the natural condition within life to expand its light and its constructive activity to fulfill the divine plan under the victory of the ascension for all. When you think of the conditions in the various nations of the world, especially government conditions, you can, whenever you see anything wrong, demand all the sacred fire from the Ascended Master's octave that is required to prevent that evil being imposed upon life any longer for any reason. And you call and let that evil be dissolved and consumed by powers and activities of cosmic action that have nothing whatsoever to do will the people of this world accept that as they pass through, all must become purified. Now, we have given this service for centuries through the waters of the planet. How think you would the waters sustain the life of mankind upon the earth if all the discord and impurity of the past had not been consumed? What do you think it is that keeps great bodies of water pure, that mankind may use them and survive? This purifying activity of the sacred fire, we have given for eons of time through the powers of nature. And now, if you will do this and make this call, you become our helpers. And who of you can tell me what blessings I can give you, as well as the other gods of the mountains, from the mountain ranges of the world, that will delight your hearts and lift you to happiness and perfection you never expected to enjoy? Thank you. Thank you so much, precious ones. And now, let me help you as you stand a moment in one more thing. Sometimes when you've made mistakes and you begin to think about them, it throws you back into a sense of depression. Well, don't do that. When you're conscious of remembering mistakes, turn back to your beloved I Am Presence and to us and ask for all the ascended masters' sacred fire to come in and to forever dissolve and consume mistakes, prevent mistakes, and close the door of eternity against everything that was a mistake in your life streams, and then in your fellow man, then everywhere throughout the world. And do the same with your problems and your struggle. Ask the sacred fire to come into those conditions and compel the purification that forever prevents any more manifestation of mistakes or problems or struggle in your beings and worlds. Ask this to come into action. Call it forth from your beloved I Am Presence always first, and then to us. And our sacred fire, I assure you, can pass through things in your beings and worlds that will relieve you from distress of many, many years and sometimes lifetimes. So, blessed ones, accept our love, forgiveness, and mercy. We don't care how many mistakes you've made. We're not even much interested in your present problems. We want to replace them all by our sacred fire love that ever expands perfection, makes you happy, gives you the power to perfect the universe wherever you go, and freedom and peace are yours to give to life without limit for eternity. And that will be when you call this sacred fire into yourselves and into your affairs and into your world. It will be like a breath of fresh air from the mountains coming into your city and producing the purity that you all enjoy. So we are ready to help you enter into this, if you will use it, as I've said today. And with it will come tremendous illumination to the mind, and you will understand more readily the ascended masters, problems, if you call them so, at least our activities. They're not problems to us, but you will understand our activities of life to help the rest of life unto greater perfection. And then peace is yours for eternity. Come, be our allegiance, of ascended master sacred fire to the earth. I let it flood and flood and flood and do its perfect work for eternity. And you yourselves live in our world of that sacred fire of love that always is peace to life for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. And won't you be seated, please? Great beloved God Himalaya, thank you for your love today, and may we forever stand at attention and give you every cooperation and draw into our physical conditions that which compels purification to all as soon as possible. Give us the strength of the mountains and the sacred fire they contain, blazing into and around us as an eternal part of our life streams. And we thank thee forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire, power, and love from the ascended master's octave that becomes an eternal part of our life streams, and wherever we abide, compel it to expand until it has consumed everything that is not their purity and perfection and peace for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all that sacred fire that you can give and all that you know we require, until there comes into our physical conditions the purifying activity of perfection for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty blessed Himalaya. And thank you, ever ascended being, who pours the sacred fire's love to the people of this world. And thank you all who have loved us thus far into the light. Make us the same love thou art. Make us a sun presence of its victory to life. And wherever we abide, send it into action until evil can never again exist anywhere for any reason. And we thank thee. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Build it into our flesh bodies, expand it without limit. Command the unfed flame in our hearts, beloved Arcturus, to become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the ascended master's sacred fire, love from the heart of creation, flooded and flooded and flooded, till everything that is of human creation in this world is dissolved and consumed from all life everywhere forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be, or have, and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, especially mighty beloved Himalaya and all the gods of the mountains, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding sacred fire presence, blaze the open-ended cross of freedom, which the gods of the mountains are to this world, blaze its dazzling sacred fire everywhere in expanding power and cosmic action till it covers this world and frees all life from everything human, everywhere, forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. And now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire from the ascended master's octave and the cosmic beings required in this world to put an end to the sinister force and compel all life, substance, and energy purified as quickly as possible, until there can be no manifestation in the universe that does not glorify our beloved, mighty, ever-present, and the ascended host with the ever-expanding love of eternal perfection. And we thank thee.